Welcome to the Cool Smartphone Podcast, covering the goings-on in the smartphone world of Android, iPhone, and everything in between. Recorded in the Cool Smartphone car as we drive around the UK, you can be part of it on Twitter at Cool Smartphone and online. www.coolsmartphone.com.
Okay, slightly different podcast as you may already have guessed. Normally, the Cool Smartphone Podcast is recorded as I drive to and from work, and it's recorded in the car, and I usually just stuff the phone in the car and I record as I drive, and you get quite a lot of the usual sort of comments as I drive around the place and up and down the UK. Now, of course, world events have kind of changed things quite dramatically in the last few weeks. Cool Smartphone is based here in the UK, and I am now based here in the kitchen. It's my new sort of working environment. As a lot of you, by the way, may have seen, if you go to coolsmartphone.com, have a look for, if you go to search the site in the top right, or if you're on a phone, you can click on the left-hand side and bring the menu up. Have a look for the home gaming office. I'm supposed to be using that right now, but because they've also now closed schools and colleges all around the UK, my son is at home. So he's in there gaming. And when I'm trying to actually work from home, it's not the best environment to have sort of somebody shouting at a PlayStation. So it's actually relocated all around the house, depending on where I am. It really does depend. So today it's the kitchen, which you may be able to hear with the echoing. And I'm actually using a headset, which is kind of strange. It's a new one for me, because normally I record by just speaking into my phone. I know a lot of you will probably say, yes, we know, that's why the sound quality is quite bad. But anyway, I'm using a proper professional headset today. So as you know, the world has a bit of an emergency right now, this COVID-19, the coronavirus. It is not something that you can laugh about. It is, if you really take a good deep look into this, it is quite apparent that there are going to be a hell of a lot of people that will not be able to recover from getting this particular virus. It is something that nobody has got a vaccine for. It is something that a lot of people will sadly die from. And there's a lot of people that no amount of ventilator usage is going to fix them. Sadly, and we've got here in the UK, we've got a great love for our National Health Service. It's something that everybody chips into and pays towards here in the UK, and we have got a great fondness for the people that work in the NHS, and we've also got a huge amount of respect for those of you that are still out and about working. I am lucky enough to be able to work from home. I have a company which is really, really caring, and we have remote working facilities already put in place before any of this happened. It was done years ago. And so it wasn't much of a gear change for me to switch to working from home. However, like many of you who are lucky enough to be able to work from home, there are a number of challenges. There's other people in the house, other people in the house who may not be working from home, and it is still a home. So, you know, to them, doing the vacuuming, the ironing, emptying bins, generally making a noise when you're trying to do a conference call can be a little bit stressful. So I would say there's some definite stressful points about it. So what we've tried to do, and again, I know I'm targeting and I'm talking to those that are lucky enough to be able to work from home, but the government advice is for us all to try and stay home. Now, I know, especially when the sun is out, it's a beautiful day like it has been for the past few days here in the UK. It is really just not natural. It doesn't feel right to be sat on your bum watching TV and just basically not doing anything. If we are human beings, we love to get out and about, we love to be doing things, we love to be able to talk to others. And to be sat in the house on a beautiful day and not being able to go to the park, or not being able to go to the pub, and not being able to go to a restaurant or just go out and see your friends who only live two or three doors down, it's really, really weird. And I think a lot of people are already kind of pushing back on this and kind of finding this a little bit annoying. So what we've tried to do on Call Smartphone during this really weird period of time is to put together a list of things to keep you mentally and physically fit. We've called it Home Active. So if you have a look on the site, if you're on a PC, it's on the top right. But if you do a search in the features, you can see Home Active. And we go over a lot of things, like we've had Joe Wicks, who is sort of a fitness guy, looks a lot like myself, who's doing fitness PE lessons completely for free on YouTube every day. We have at home, I've created a timetable for my son, and we're doing school homeschooling. And it forms part of his daily timetable. So I'm looking around at the timetable right now. I've got because it's good to keep him focused. So I've penned in half an hour just to have breakfast, because he knows he's got to get up at a certain time, have breakfast within a certain time, and then I penciled in another half an hour after doing the PE with Joe to get washed. Because again, after he's done a bit of exercise, he's going to stink a bit, and he's still in his pajamas at this point. So it's good to pencil that in as well. So I've just used Excel online. Don't forget Office 365 if you want to work from home. A great online office experience. Likewise, if you don't want to pay too much money, you can use Google Docs, and you can use Sheets, and you can use Google Docs, Google Office, and the G Suite to get your email. If you are running a small, medium-sized business and you haven't got the VPN and you don't know quite how to work all that and you haven't got an IT guy, basically you can use Office 365 or the G Suite, Google Suite, to get that sort of online office experience, and you can collaborate with your fellow colleagues on there, and you can still hopefully keep the money coming in and keep your business running using stuff like that. So that's what I've done there, and I basically printed it out. Luckily, I've got a printer at home, and that is now on the kitchen cupboard, and that is our daily schedule, a daily timetable. So in that feature, it's in the features, looking Home Active. We've got loads of other fitness ideas. I've got a exercise bike which has been languishing in the shed, the mighty shed, for a year and a half now. It's got damp. It had started to break down. There was various bits of it not working. So I managed to fix that, took it apart, because what else is there to do? I get to the weekend and there's nothing to do. I've mowed the lawn. You know, you're not supposed to go out there and buy paint, but loads of people have anyway, so there's no paint left. There's, you know, there's just not a great deal to be done around the house. So I basically got this exercise bike out the shed, and it didn't really work very well. And then I wanted to put my phone on some sort of bracket on the exercise bike, because I don't know if you go to the gym, you'll notice that the exercise bikes there have a screen on them, and if you pay a lot of money for a rather posh exercise bike, you can get a live daily sort of exercise regime with Peloton, if you pay a lot of money for Peloton. Peloton is hugely expensive though. If you're going to get a Peloton bike, you've got to pay a monthly subscription after you've paid for the rather expensive Peloton bike in order to look at this guy who comes on and goes, "Hey guys, come on, let's get fit, let's get cycling." But if you buy yourself a cheaper exercise bike, even if it's with a bit of blue tack or a bit of tape, just strap a phone mount onto it, or get one of these bendable, adjustable phone mounts, stick it onto the handlebars maybe, and put your phone onto that mount, and you can watch YouTube videos. And if you have a look on there, there are scenic exercise videos. So basically, somebody out there has got a camera, stuck it on the front of their bike. They've gone for a very long bike ride, and they've recorded it, uploaded it to YouTube, and then you can put your phone on your cheap exercise bike. You don't have to pay thousands. Just buy one for, I don't know, buy one off eBay cheap for 100 quid. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, and you can buy this, stick it to the front of your exercise bike, And then it's just as if you're cycling on one of these hugely expensive Peloton bikes. It's not quite the same as being outside and exercising. And luckily, at the minute here in the UK, you can still go out and exercise. But if things get worse, which they will do, then you can stay in the house. I mean, if you're one of those that are at risk and you must stay in the house and you can't go out, then this is a great idea. I just think of a cheap way of keeping moving. I mean, it's great if you've got the money and you go, right, I'm going to buy me an expensive Peloton bike. I'm going to buy me an expensive treadmill. That's brilliant. But not everybody's got that much money. So I got this exercise bike, luckily, off. It's called Free Cycle, which is nothing to do with cycling. It's actually a website where people can offload things that they no longer want, mainly bulky things, in order to just get them out the house. You don't have to pay any money. You just kind of offload it. It's like giving it away for free. It's like, instead of going to the tip or the dump or the recycle center, whatever you want to call it, it's a way of offloading those big heavy things. Somebody will come and get it and they can make use of it. It's great. So have a look at that. It's a really good article about how I fixed this rather broken exercise bike. I actually took it to bits. There was moisture in it. The motherboard didn't work on it very well. I had to rewire it because parts of it just didn't function. The battery compartment wasn't working, so I had to create like a power unit for it, a power brick I had to put into it. It was a lot of faffing about, but I got it working, and there's a good YouTube video on there. And there's also advice on anxiousness. You know, don't just watch 24 hours of rolling news. We all know how bad this situation is. It really isn't fun. It's not fun. Nobody's going to pretend that it's fun. Nobody's going to pretend. I don't think, and I hope, I mean, there's a lot of misinformation, even from politicians and from presidents, saying that this will go away quickly and this will not be a big problem. It's going to be a huge problem. We know it's going to be a big problem, but let's not keep watching the news 24 hours a day. It will affect your mental health. It will affect your outlook. And we need to keep your mental health, my mental health as well, healthy. So there's lots of suggestions on how to do that. Have a look through there. There's loads of resources as well for getting your children or your child educated during this period, because I know a lot of teachers out there, they're doing sterling work. They've had their scheduling and their planning ripped up and dumped into the river, and now they're in a totally new world where things are extremely, extremely different. And they're doing a lot through the internet, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. We've had homework sent to us. I call it homework, but it's just work sent to us, which is, I think I had one the other day. It was a PowerPoint presentation, and it said, fill in the below document. And the document was actually not a document. It was a JPEG image of a Word document within a PowerPoint presentation. So some of the work that's been delivered isn't as slick and as, you know, smooth and as brilliant as it can be in other parts of the internet. And that's nobody's fault. It's just that things have happened so quickly that this has all had to be put together. And obviously, if you don't have a teacher in the house, or you don't have a teacher you can call on your phone, then, you know, some parts of this is going to be a bit tricky, because you know, you as a parent, you don't have all the answers. So you have some of the answers. So make use of some of these resources on there. So we've got Carol Vorderman offering her Maths Factor website for free. That's a good place for kids to learn. We've also put, it's called Lessons Online. Have a look on there. There's a great article there about how to make a workspace, where to get a cheap laptop from. You don't have to pay a fortune. Don't think you've got to spend £1,000 or £500 or even £200 on a laptop. The laptop I use most of the time for Cool Smartphone a few months ago, and for many years before that, was £100 from eBay. It was a Chromebook, and it was £100. It was scratched, but it worked, and I've done the website with it for many, many, many years. So that is definitely all you need, really, is just a cheap Chromebook. So there's loads of videos on YouTube, from video maths, science, and English lessons. We've got BBC Bite Size, which is a fantastic website, completely free. Here in the UK, it's something that we benefit from through the TV license. We've got the Open University offering 1,000 free courses, so you can learn languages as well. If you want to make use of this time and you're not necessarily at work or school and you just want to make use of the time, then have a look on there. You've got tuition, you've got Future Learn, so if you want to learn about management, fashion, PR, business, there's loads and loads of options out there. And also there's church and cathedral services online, so to keep your religious connection there. There's home fitness websites out there as well. My local gym has given me loads of options on basically where to go to get that fitness connection, because you know, when we're sat at home, we can't go to the gym, obviously. Sky Movies are delivering, Sky TV is delivering movies on the same day as the cinemas. I think there's something else Virgin is doing as well. So it's a good way to watch those movies without necessarily having to go out to the cinema, which you can't do anymore because it's all closed. Everywhere is closed. We also have got quite a lot into streaming television, and we've got we're watching a comedy show which Channel 4 put out a few years ago and still are, called Friday Night Dinner. And we've watched and noticed that we started watching it on Netflix, and now on Netflix you only get a certain amount of series, a certain amount of episodes, and then it stops and you can't watch any of the newer ones. And this is because Channel 4 actually made this program, and Channel 4 have got the rights to it, and the All 4 system, or the which is the Channel 4 streaming service, have actually got more of the programs than the other competing streaming services. So there's a good website called justwatch.com, and it actually puts together where all of those services and all those shows and movies are available from. So if you want to watch a movie, I don't know, if you want to watch Superman and you want to know where you can actually watch it, it will go through all of the streaming services and it will tell you. It's a really good site. So I'm going to keep on updating that, because we're all going slowly crazy, rattling around the house with not a great deal to do. And you can't decorate because you can't get sandpaper and you can't get paint. You can't really, you mowed the lawn, but you can't do much more than that because you can't get any building supplies. You can't get plasterers in. You can't get plumbers in unless there's a serious problem. So you are kind of stuck, and you want to feel like, you know, you're not going insane. So it's, I don't know, I'm just going to keep putting those up. We've also got news on the latest P40 series. I had them couple of days behind on that one, but there's a load of information on that. Talking about Huawei and Honor, the Honor Magic Watch 2 is now free if you buy the Magic Book 14. News on that, have a look at coolsmartphone.com. O2, well, I should just mention really quickly, I've got to do a quick podcast here because I've got so many things on. O2 are actually no longer available through Carphone Warehouse. Carphone Warehouse have gone through a huge change in the last few weeks and months. Obviously, COVID-19, coronavirus has closed down a lot of high street stores. But before all this actually happened and got to a really bad situation that we're in now, Carphone Warehouse announced that they were shutting down all of their standalone stores, and they were only going to operate the stores within other stores. So the standalone high street stores that you saw are going to disappear, and instead the ones in PC World and Currys, they're going to be maintained. And I think the excuse was that they were too small and they weren't really getting the footfall, and what was it, they can't find all of the range in the small mobile stores. They're visiting these less and less, customers are visiting these less and less, and we're losing money as a result. It's upsetting news for colleagues, which it was. A lot of colleagues, a lot of Carphone Warehouse staff are now no longer in a job, sadly. But even worse news, those that are remaining in a job, and you can get the products online still, the phones are still online, the SIM-only deals are still online, even though the stores inside PC World and Currys have now obviously closed down because of COVID. So you've got all the Carphone Warehouse stores are closed, but you can still buy stuff online. But O2 and their contract with O2 has now ended. And Carphone Warehouse are not going to renew that. They say that they're going to have a new transparent mobile offer that gives better value and choice for customers. So we don't know what that is yet. But what's happening is the Carphone Warehouse are now only offering EE and Vodafone deals and MVNO deals, including Virgin Media, Voxy, and their own ID Mobile, which is a MVNO with the Three network. So the amount of networks available through Carphone Warehouse, Dixon's Carphone, whatever you want to call them, has really going down and down and down. Their stores are disappearing and disappearing. So they're in a bit of trouble. And I don't think that's too far from the truth. What else can we say? So the OnePlus 8 series launch is happening April 14th. A lot to expect on that one. We will have information. We will be live from the event. There is a lot to be said about that. I can't tell you all about it because I know some stuff, but I can't tell you. What else have we got? We've got Disney Plus, which has now gone live in the UK. You can also get a 7-day free trial. It's £59.99 a year or £5.99 a month. You can watch a Mandalorian, you can watch National Geographic, Pixar, Star Wars, all that stuff. But you can do a 7-day free trial. So if you sat at home and you just want to maybe blast through all of the Mandalorian, you've got time after all. Just a 7-day free trial. You can watch it for free and then you can cancel it. Hey, done. Audible are giving out free kids books. Great to hear. The new Nokia handsets were announced, and this is probably one of the first web-only launches because, hey, we couldn't go to London to view the launch itself because all the travel was cancelled. There's a 8.3, the Nokia 8.3 is coming up in the new Bond film when that eventually just come out in November, hopefully, if that's not delayed again. Looks really good. It's got a near 7-inch screen. It runs Android 10. It's got an octa-core Qualcomm CPU in it. It's got 6 gig RAM, 128 gig of storage on board. It's really good. There's another version as well with 6 gig of RAM and 64 gig of storage on board. I think I said that wrong. Two versions, 64 gig of RAM and 6 gig storage. Oh, crikey, let's, you know, if I edited these things, it would be really smooth. So version number one has got 6 gig of RAM, 64 gig of storage. Version number two has got 8 gig of RAM and 128 gig of storage. Boom. Right, I said it. I think I've got it right. Bang. There's another couple of handsets as well, the Nokia 5.3. And we've also got the, what is it, scrolling down here, the Nokia 1.3. And they're also doing a reimagining of the Nokia 5310, which is a proper old school phone with a numeric keypad. Remember them? So, yes, what I'm going to concentrate on over the coming weeks, we've got lots of stuff in to review. I'll be giving you information on that. And you'll see more on that in the coming weeks. But I'm going to concentrate on really just keeping the stuff out there to keep you healthy and active and mentally on it. Because let's admit, you know, there's only so much TV you can watch. So, yes, quick podcast from me, this particular one. If you are listening to this before Tuesday, let's see what date it is today. If you're listening to this before Tuesday, the 7th of April, I'm going to do a special one-off podcast with Paul O'Brien from Madaco. Now, Paul O'Brien I've known for a long time, since 2002, and we're just going to have an old school chat about things. We might be taking calls, but it's going to be about 7:30 on Tuesday night. If you're around, be part of it. Should be good fun. If you're not, tune in for the next Cool Smartphone podcast, and it will probably still be in the house. I hope you're all well. I hope you're not going too crazy, because these are very testing times, let's admit it. Getting up in the morning and then thinking, okay, what now, it's kind of really, really frustrating. For those of you that have not got the option of working from home and you have to go out to work, then yeah, stay stay fit and healthy, and take care of yourself. And I will see you on the next Cool Smartphone Podcast.